This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of From a Woman's Perspective with Marilyn Weston, heard every Saturday from 8 to 9 a.m. on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.
Good morning. Happy Saturday, September the 13th. I am Marilyn Weston. This is Zoomer Radio, and you're definitely going to get it straight from a woman's perspective this hour. Today, as we move through Self-Care Month, we also celebrate Positive Thinking Day. It's a reminder of the extraordinary power of optimism in our lives. Science confirms what many of us already feel. Having a positive outlook brings us countless benefits. People who think positively live longer. They're less likely to suffer from depression. Their immune systems are stronger. Their hearts are healthier, and their minds are more resilient. But beyond statistics, positive thinking shapes how we deal with life. It helps us face struggles with courage, meet setbacks with creativity, and approach each day with gratitude. Now, some say the world is divided into two camps, those who see life positively and those who approach it with negativity. Psychologists tell us about something called negative bias. It's the tendency to focus on the bad over the good. It's a trait wired into us from very early human survival. It helped us spot threats to keep us alive. But today, if we allow negativity to dominate, it can rob us of joy and keep us stuck. Choosing to shine on a light on the positive isn't being negative. It's a strategy for living well. I'm reminded of my dad, Oscar. He ran a wholesale business. Part of it was buying carpet remnants and selling them at wholesale and retail. One day, a tractor trailer came, and it was supposed to be a regular shipment that usually included a few strips that were narrow, but mostly larger pieces. The big rolls could be 100 feet long, and all of the bigger pieces could be cut into sizes that were standard for resale. 9x12s, 12x15s, smaller pieces, well, they were trimmed into little mats, and the less waste, the more profit, obviously. But when the doors opened on this particular tractor trailer, the load was nothing like the usual. There were odd shapes, awkward pieces, all narrow strips. My dad's staff looked at it and said, "This is all garbage, Oscar. What are we going to do with this?" It was a fair question. The shipment couldn't be returned, and the bill had to be paid. For many, it would have been seen as a total loss. But my dad, he came back the next day with an idea. What if we cut these pieces and shape them and stitch them together and make interesting rugs? So the cutting machine was used to trim shaped pieces from the narrow strips. They were stacked in colors and stitched into interesting patterns and soon transformed into beautiful, unique rugs. 9x12, 6x9s, all the sizes anyone could want. They were marketable, useful, and attractive. What had been dismissed as garbage became the start of a new branch of our family business. Department stores bought them, customers loved them, and for years those rugs became a staple of our company. It was in every sense turning lemons into lemonade. And lemonade often is very good for us. That's what positive thinking does. It turns obstacles into opportunities. It reframes losses into lessons. And it empowers us to keep going, even when circumstances seem stacked against us. Psychologists remind us that positive thinking doesn't mean pretending everything is fine. It means acknowledging life's difficulties, but believing that we can rise above them. Athletes live by this. They wouldn't train for years and push themselves past exhaustion or step onto a field or a track or a court if they didn't believe that they had a chance to win. That vision of success fuels their performance, and even when they fall short, their belief in the possibility of winning drives them to try over and over again. Those of us who face illness know this too. A positive outlook doesn't guarantee a cure, but it can reduce our stress, ease suffering, and give us strength to keep on fighting. Positivity is not about denying reality, it's about embracing hope. The poet Robert Browning once wrote, "A man's reach should exceed his grasp." It's positivity that gives us the courage to reach further, to stretch beyond what feels possible. Even when we don't achieve exactly what we aim for, we often end up further ahead than we ever imagined. Nature itself teaches us this. Sunshine alone doesn't grow crops. We need rain. Storms and winds all play their part. Likewise, life's struggles can strengthen us and give us perspective and resilience. Winston Churchill said it perfectly. The pessimist sees difficulty in every opportunity. The optimist sees opportunity in every difficulty. So on this positive thinking day, let's choose optimism. Even when challenges come, we can reach for an umbrella or put on sunscreen, and we can enjoy our day. And here, on From a Woman's Perspective, we can take positivity one step further by empowering ourselves with knowledge. The best self-care is to seek answers, to solve our problems, and to make informed decisions with confidence. And today, we're going to get health tips from Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic, hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto, and Christine the Health Coach. We'll learn about dental health from denturist Suzanne Salga of Denture Ready. We'll talk relationships with matchmaker Linda Miller of Misty River Introductions, get smart realty solutions from Sharon Parenteau, and explore accessibility with Daniel Wiskin of Greater Toronto Accessibility. Yes, I'll be your wardrobe doctor. And after one important message about organ donation, we'll talk about investing for our future with Kevin Giffen of Full Circle Financial. So stay with me, Marilyn Weston, and keep your mind open and your outlook positive as we learn and grow together from a woman's perspective right here, right now on Zoomer Radio.
Every 3 days, someone in Ontario dies waiting for an organ transplant. You can make a difference. Become a registered organ and tissue donor today. Online at beadonor.ca. One donor can save up to 8 lives.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit her website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, to help us plan for our financial well-being and to continue our conversation about insurance, Kevin Giffen of Full Circle Financial is here. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Marilyn, and good morning to your listeners. I hope you all have a happy Saturday.
Thank you. So what about insurance today, Kevin?
So the other day, I received a phone call from one of your listeners regarding life insurance. Let's call him George. George initiated the conversation by intimating that his mother had listened to one of our sessions together and suggested he call me regarding insurance. George gave me a specific number and had spoken to a bank person regarding this specific number. The first question I asked was, how did you derive that amount? The simple answer was to cover estate-related expenses and taxes. But again, I asked, how did we get to that number? And the answer was a bit of a guess. A good advisor isn't just going to sell you something. A good advisor is going to go through the process of determining the amount of insurance that is needed, the type of insurance that is designed to do the required financial job, and deduce the affordability of the premium that the insurance policy requires. If an advisor just initiates a product sale with no reference to what the intended purpose and the benefit of the insurance is for, all you're doing is adding to your financial junk drawer. So what do I mean by a financial junk drawer? Too often, we buy financial products one at a time under a variety of different circumstances and all too frequently from a variety of different people. And we throw these financial products into a financial junk drawer. There is no coordination. There is no reasoning behind what's in this drawer. It's like we all have a junk drawer in the kitchen, or we all have a junk drawer in our dresser, or we all have a junk drawer maybe somewhere down in the basement in a long discarded piece of furniture. But we all have a junk drawer. And unfortunately, a lot of us have financial junk drawers. So the process that I want George to go through is a planning process. And the planning process, as I said to him, would be a simple, where are you financially? What is in fact your estate-related expenses? What will your estate in fact be worth pre- and post-tax? Is that a number that you can rationalize, or is that a number that you want to address? And if so, life insurance is a very viable way to address those estate-related tax bills. Capital gains taxes, recapture of depreciation on business expense or business assets that have been written down. There might be probate that you want to deal with. There may be a number of estate-related expenses, legal expenses, accounting expenses that you think will be more beneficially dealt with by buying an insurance policy. I can make an argument for that. But in his case, it then got even more complicated by him saying, I'm not working right now, and do I need to go back to work, or can I retire right now? And I said, well, a plan's going to help you do that. The conversation, he may call me back. I don't put any pressure on anybody to continue to deal with me. If they want to call and they want to ask a question, I'm happy to help. I'm happy to answer, but I left it with him. You consider the facts, but if we're going to do something, I need to make sure that the insurance that you buy through me is in fact the insurance that you need and can afford. Regulators will also require that. When I sell an insurance policy to somebody, my managing general agent, so I put all my business through something called a managing general agent, and their process and procedure is I need to have a written rationalization as to why this insurance policy, did I consider other insurance policies? The goal is to make sure that when we give you financial advice and sell you a financial product, that this is the right product for the right job at the right time. And that's what you should expect from an insurance advisor. I hope this helps all of you in your conversations with your insurance professionals and the products and the services that they're offering you.
I'm taking a breath, Kevin, because it's a lot to absorb. A financial junk drawer, all sorts of things that we need to consider to have a plan process. And I guess we need a person like you to ask us the right questions so we know how much insurance we need and how much we can afford. Anyone listening who's thinking about life insurance and wants some guidance and some information, no obligation, then Kevin Giffen is the man to call. Full Circle Financial. He's an enabler with over 30 years of experience, and he'll ask you the right questions and also listen to your questions so you get the answers that you need to make an informed decision. Kevin, if someone wants to speak to you, what's the best way to reach you?
They can call me at 416-708-6229, or they can drop me a line at ineedhelp@fullcirclefinancial.ca, where they might be able to write down some questions or something, and then I can respond via email.
So take down this number if you have questions about anything to do with your financial well-being, and especially about life insurance. The phone number for Kevin Giffen of Full Circle Financial, 416-708-6229, or log on to fullcirclefinancial.ca, and or I guess an email to ineedhelp@fullcirclefinancial.ca. Thank you, Kevin, for that information, and I guess we'll talk insurance again next week.
Thank you, Marilyn, and to everyone, have a fantastic weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.
Bye-bye.
The Aerolux Folding Power Chair. How do you improve on great? By introducing Aerolux 2C. Next level comfort. Aerolux 2C has an adjustable footrest for shorter long legs, a seating width of 18 inches, ergonomic backrest so you can ride all day. Yet it's ultra lightweight. Anyone can lift it and stow it away. Arrange a test ride. Call Marilyn Weston at 416-546-1000. Great, meet greater. Aerolux 2C. New from Travel Buggy.
Now, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic is here with her weekly health tip. Good morning, Dr. Betty.
Good morning, Marilyn. So this morning I'm going to talk a little bit about the impact of the birth control pill on our hormonal balance. So many of my patients, certainly younger patients and even women that are close to menopause, are on the birth control pill for various different reasons. And it's really transformed reproductive health. And it's widely used, and it's often helpful, obviously, for preventing pregnancy and managing menstrual issues. But it has some broader effects on hormonal balance, and sometimes these are overlooked. So we know that hormonal contraceptives come in many forms, pills, patches. Most contain a synthetic version of estrogen or progestin, which suppresses our ovulation and thickens the cervical mucus. And these mechanisms are effective for birth control, but they can also interrupt the body's natural hormonal systems. So this week I'm going to talk a little bit about this, how hormonal birth control can alter our hormonal balance. And next week I'm going to talk about some steps to restore our hormonal health. So one of the key things, or a couple of the key things, are the suppression of our natural hormone production by turning off the communication between our brains and our ovaries. It can cause disrupted menstrual cycles. The period that we get typically on the pill is not a true menstrual cycle. It's actually a withdrawal bleed triggered by a drop in synthetic hormones. Sometimes women get mood changes. Sometimes women go on the birth control pill because they have mood issues, but it's not uncommon for women to feel emotionally different, sometimes more anxious or irritable on the birth control pill. There's also some research behind around nutrient depletion. So the birth control pill has been linked to lower levels of several key nutrients, including B vitamins, amongst others. And there's an impact on thyroid and the adrenal glands. So long-term use can strain the broader, what we call the endocrine system, especially in women who are already under chronic stress. So many different issues associated with birth control pill, even though they're very widely used. Certainly if people have any questions, they're on the birth control pill and they're not sure if it's the right thing for them, they have some symptoms, they can certainly give me a call at 905-707-2001. And my website is thornhillnaturopathic.ca.
So when you call Dr. Betty, don't forget to ask for your complimentary 15-minute consultation, either in person or on phone or on Zoom. 905-707-2001. Get to the root of a health problem and deal with it naturally. Thank you, Dr. Betty. We'll speak again next week.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Are you a believer? Convinced there's a correlation between our environment and your health? Then yes, you should believe in naturopathic medicine as a genuine alternative. Visit thornhillnaturopathic.ca and book a free 15-minute consultation with Dr. Betty Rosendahl, ND.
On this Positive Thinking Day, I can be positive that anyone I recommend to hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian will leave knowing they got the best service and they understand what they need to do to hear their best. And he's here now. Good morning, Edmund.
Good morning, Marilyn. We all know someone who seems to bounce back from challenges with a smile. The kind of person who, even when things don't go their way, somehow finds the silver lining. At first, we might think they're just naturally cheerful, but the truth is, positive thinking is a skill. and it can shape our health, our relationships, and even the way we age. When we think positively, our brains are better at handling stress. We stay more engaged socially, and instead of getting stuck on problems, we become more open to finding solutions. And that matters because in life, challenges are inevitable. What changes is how we choose to meet them. Take hearing loss, for example. It's easy to focus on the frustration, missing punchlines, struggling in restaurants, or feeling left out of conversations. And for many people, it's not just frustrating, it's anxiety-provoking. They start to worry about joining group dinners, answering the phone, or even keeping up at work. But a positive outlook shifts the focus, and instead of saying, I can't hear well, it becomes, I can do something about this. And that change in mindset is powerful. I've seen it many times in my own clinic. Someone walks in discouraged, carrying not only the frustration, but also a quiet sense of anxiety. And again, it's an anxiety about what they might be missing or whether help will even make a difference. Sometimes they're convinced nothing will work. But with the right testing, the right care, and a little bit of hope, that anxiety lifts. They leave smiling, often telling me they wish they had taken this step sooner. Positive thinking doesn't erase life's challenges, but it does give us the energy and clarity to face them head on. And when hearing better is part of the equation, the world feels brighter and more connected. So here's the thought I'll leave you with today. Positivity is contagious. When you choose it for yourself, you spread it to the people around you. And if better hearing has been on your mind, maybe this is the positive step you've been waiting for. And at Hearing Aid Source, we'd be happy to walk that path with you.
Well, Edmund, I'm not going to let you run away so quickly. I think that people want to know what to do with hearing aids that aren't working for them, that spend more time in their pocket or in a drawer than in their ears. What do you suggest?
First and foremost, I would say get them out and, you know, dust them off. I would say if you can start wearing them, just kind of revisit what reasons you might have as to why they're not working. And then come meet with us and we can have a conversation and we can kind of see if we can look at finding a solution, the right solution for you. Now, it might just take a small adjustment. It might need a full overhaul and tweak of everything. It just really depends on what equipment you might have and how it might work well for you.
So basically, if anyone listening has hearing aids or knows someone who has a hearing aid, no matter where they purchased it, no matter how long ago, you can think positive today. You can call Edmund Ivazian at Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto, make an appointment, take those hearing aids, and find a use for them, perhaps in your own ears, or to donate them to someone who actually can use them and benefit. But you'll know where you stand, because problem solving starts at Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto. Edmund, your number?
The number is 416-754-4327.
To make things turn around and go in a positive direction, make a call to Edmund Ivazian and his team at Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto, 416-754-4327. That's 416-754-4327. Thank you, Edmund. We'll speak again next week.
My pleasure, Marilyn.
When you're ready to meet someone new, it takes positive action. It's time to reach out to an experienced, successful matchmaker who's going to listen to you and then help you find the right person. Here on From a Woman's Perspective, we have our very own Cupid. That's matchmaker Linda Miller of Misty River Introductions, and she's here now. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Marilyn. So I have kind of an interesting story to tell you about today. As is often the case, I had quite a skeptical woman come to me about using the matchmaking service, but she'd had such a terrible experience. Jeanette had been on the apps and she'd been on eHarmony and she'd been trying different things. And she said, you know, I'm just so tired of going out with these guys that spend hours complaining about the cost of the meal they're buying for you, about their ex, about money problems, about various drama with their children and with their past relationships. And she said, I don't know if you can do any better for me. And so anyway, of course, I do think I can do better than that. But also, too, is we're very careful with, we do give people coaching. Because sometimes if you've gone 30 years without doing any dating, you're kind of new to it. And sometimes you tend to default into things you shouldn't be talking about with somebody new. So anyway, it's interesting because she came on board and she met Daniel. And I think one of the things about joining a matchmaking service and paying the money that you're paying, because it is a fee of $3,000 or $4,000, is it really does act as a qualifier. So you're getting people who have done the work on themselves. They've spent some time figuring out what their role in the breakdown of their last relationship is, or getting healthy if they've had to go through a grieving process of losing a spouse. And they're in a much better place. And you're also meeting people that have jobs and cars and homes, or who have saved for a nice retirement, that can afford to travel and do fun things. So really what you're doing is you're investing in your future. And you're not getting these people that aren't ready because they're still angry, or they have financial difficulties, or, you know, they're going to feel bad about having to take you out for a meal. And sometimes spending that money can really be an investment. And I know it certainly was for Jeanette and Daniel, because they're very happy together and it's worked out very well.
So you shared a good story. And each of us, if we're ready to meet someone new, probably wants to get started. So tell us how we get started to have Cupid in our corner.
So the best thing to do is give our office a call. We open at 10 o'clock on Saturdays. Normally we're 9 to 5, but Saturday's 10 o'clock. And you can reach us at 416-777-6302. Or you can call our toll-free number if you're calling from outside of Toronto. We have people all over the province. At 1-877-334-9041. Or you can go on our website, mistyriverintros.com, and you can book an appointment time that works for you. That'll give you a list of various times that are available, and you can book right online. And it's a free consultation. It does not obligate you, but it will give you a better idea of what is available.
So on this positive thinking day, if you're wishing and hoping that the right person will come to your door, take some action. Call Misty River Introductions and ask for Cupid, Linda Miller. She'll give you a consultation, tell you exactly how it's going to go, and then you can make an informed decision. And perhaps the next time that Linda's on the show, she'll be sharing your happy story, of course, anonymously. The number for Misty River Introductions today after 10 is 416-777-6302. That's 416-777-6302. And Linda, for the ladies who are saying there are never enough men, do you have enough men if a lot of ladies call you today?
Yes, actually we do. We advertise on various sporting events on Rogers. So Rogers has the contract for the hockey right now. So we have been advertising off and on during the hockey games. We also are on certain TV shows, so we advertise on CTV and CP24 on certain times and shows that men tend to watch, and that evens out our numbers. So we're always in a balancing act of having the right amount of men and women, and we're always very conscious of it, so we keep our numbers very even.
So for an even playing field, or one that has more men than women, Misty River Introductions won't take you on unless they think they can help you. Call Linda Miller, 416-777-6302. And when you're ready to meet someone new, you will. Thank you, Linda, and thanks for sharing Jeanette and Daniel's story, and we'll talk again next week.
Thanks, Marilyn.
Linda Miller's experienced team of matchmakers meets and interviews each of her 10,000 clients. Not only does Misty River Introductions find and connect you with someone you have real chemistry with and are attracted to, they also coach you on how to turn that connection into a healthy, loving relationship. Book a free consultation at mistyriverintros.com.
Now, here on From a Woman's Perspective, thanks to Suzanne Salga of Denture Ready, we can learn about dental services that we can have at home. And she's here now. Good morning, Suzanne.
Good morning, Marilyn. I want to tell you about a woman I met long ago. For confidentiality reasons, let's call her Lena. Lena's denture had a hairline fracture for months. It didn't hurt, and she told herself it was fine for now, until one afternoon, while sipping her hot tea and having a bite to eat, it finally snapped, right in half, right in her mouth. She panicked, no spare, no plan, and no idea where to turn. Her daughter found our number, tucked in an old community newsletter, and within 24 hours, we were at her door. The repair was possible, but Lena already passed the window for a simple fix. Her denture needed major reinforcement. What could have been a quick maintenance appointment turned into an unexpected delay in her smile being fully restored. Lena told me, "I wish I called you when it first cracked. I didn't want to bother anyone." That's what she said. But here's the thing. That's exactly why we're here. We come to you so you don't have to wait until something small becomes something stressful or expensive. And sometimes it's those little things like quiet, everyday annoyances that wear us down the most, like a popcorn husk, if you know that feeling. One tiny sliver stuck between your teeth, and suddenly it's all you notice. It's not painful, but it's irritating enough to distract you. And meal after meal. Well, dentures can be the same way. A small shift, chip, looseness, or even one spot you keep adjusting with your tongue. It might not seem like a big deal at first, but over time, it can lead to sore spots, bad breath, or even a full replacement if left too long. That's why I always say, reach out early. We'll come to you, take a look, and help you. Stay ahead of it, so your dentures can feel like they're working with you, not against you. Think of us as a wellness check for your smile, and keep our number handy. You may not need us today, but if you say, "I should have called," we want to be the ones who answer.
So the next question is, Suzanne, how do we reach you? At what number do we save?
So you can call me at 647-204-4478.
647-204-4478. All you have to do is call Suzanne Salga at Denture Ready, 647-204-4478. Thank you, Suzanne. I look forward to hearing another happy story next week, perhaps.
That's right. Thank you, Marilyn.
Suzanne Salga, she makes house calls, a licensed mobile denturist. Suzanne brings relief to denture wearers across Southern Ontario whose biggest challenge is leaving home. Call Suzanne Salga, Compassionate Denture Care, wherever you are, 647-204-4478.
In our world, where proudly Canadian has come to mean a lot in the last few months, I'm happy to say that we have Jane Teasdale, one of the co-owners of Mosaic Home Care Services and Community Resource Center and an internationally recognized home care organization in Toronto that focuses on person-centered care. And I must say that it was an award-winning company when I met Jane, and it still is. And it is proudly Canadian, and they provide something unique and special. Person-centered care. And Jane joins us every once in a while to describe to us why Mosaic stands out from many other home care agencies in Toronto. And she's here today to explain what services that Mosaic and Jane provide to help families. So good morning, Jane.
Good morning, Marilyn, and thank you for the introduction. Well, Mosaic covers a lot, but basically Mosaic is a completely different model from many of the private home care agencies in Ontario that are most likely transactional and medically focused. First and foremost, we are Canadian owned and operated. Mosaic has been going strong for the last 15 years. We take time to understand the whole person at the center of care, their interests, hobbies, likes, social networks, and connecting them to social programs that they are interested in. We train our personal support workers, main office staff, and our Mosaic's lifestyle companions on our person-centered care model of care. In Ontario, there has been research done on PSW schools that most do not spend time in delivering proper person-centered care, explanation, and training to frontline teams. So it's a benefit for those employed by Mosaic Home Care who will receive training in person-centered care and end-of-life person-centered care.
So, Jane, how do you help families who might possibly need additional care above what the government may provide?
So Mosaic is here to help families, caregivers, and provide support and resources at our community hub. On our team, we have a social work, nursing, and integrated team of client services there to listen and help families. Our care is above what the government services such as the Ontario Health at Home provide, as they only provide personal care with limited hours, and families may need more additional care.
Well, I've had people call and rave about your services. Do you have a testimonial from a family that's used your services that you could share?
I do. And this is a lovely testimonial, really capturing what Mosaic and our team do each and every day. The recommendation of Mosaic has been one of the most important decisions that our family has made concerning my mom's independence and vitality. When mom has had medical events, Mosaic systems cover and protect her as if my brother and I were doing it ourselves. Holistically, they rise to the occasion and provide us with the abundance of peace of mind that we do not take for granted. Mom is now 92 years young, and your referral has facilitated a dignified second act for her as a senior. And this was from a family by the name of Wendy.
Thanks for sharing that happy story. And it's good to know that people use your services and recommend you. But what kind of home care services do you provide?
So good question, Marilyn. We provide care if someone was going in for surgery and may not have family around to assist them at home, wherever home may be. Transitional care if someone was to move into a retirement home, or long-term care to provide person-centered care, one-on-one care. Companionship is someone is lonely and would like someone to have meaningful conversations with or go on outings to keep that individual socially connected. We provide overnight and 24-hour care at home, retirement, and long-term care. And we also provide bedside sitting in the hospital. And this is if family members can't be there, because you do need an advocate in the hospital.
Well, that makes sense. I've been there and done that. And it's great if you can have 24-hour care or any care that of a level that you need. And I think that Mosaic delivers that and has done that for years. But Jane, can you highlight some of your many social programs, the ones that you offer in person and online for this fall?
Perfect. We have a plethora of social programs, both online and in person, for all ages at Mosaic to keep people socially connected at our community hub, which is located in a church, Armour Heights Presbyterian Church. There we have our offices and space to run programs of all types for all ages, from dance to exercise programs every morning, to knitting groups, functional fitness online, growing wellness cafe, a memory-friendly community with Emma Rooney and Victoria Muir-Bursia. We have a wonderful event called Bella Italia Brunch with Leanne Harris, who is a history, culture, and social studies resource specialist consultant. She has appeared on TV and radio many times, and this event is co-sponsored by Mosaic Home Care and Del Manor Northtown. This will be featured on Friday, October the 17th from 10:30 to 12:30. A couple of our highlighted events is our drag bingo with Miss Joanna DeWitt, a 77-year-old. She is one of the oldest regularly performing drag artists in the country. And she's on a mission to build bridges, break down walls, and deliver a message about overcoming fear and finding hope. Miss Joanna DeWitt is one of the many extraordinary subjects that was featured in the fourth season of Canada's Drag, a docuseries from CBC Arts that shines a light on some of this country's drag heroes. And this will be on November 6th in the afternoon.
Well, I had the privilege of looking through your newsletter, and there's so much to talk about. One of the things that I really appreciated was a friendlyvoice.ca. It looked like a senior's helpline. Can you explain a little about that before you run away?
Yeah, so in our newsletter, for those that you can download it through our website, it is a wonderful service. So for people that don't have iPads, cell phones, how do you connect with people if you're homebound? You know, if you're living far away from families or so forth and you need to connect, it's a call-in service. And so they talk about different things, discussions, and there's other people on the line. So I think it's a great service. And I do think some of the other community agencies in Toronto are offering that. Not everybody has the money to get a computer or a cell phone.
Thank you for explaining that. What Mosaic does, it encompasses everything. And I really think you have touched all the bases. But if anyone wants to find out more about the social programs online or receive the newsletter by email or by mail, I guess, how can we reach you?
Yes. So for services or any of our social programs, you can reach out to 416-322-7002 or email us at info@mosaichomecare.com. You can also definitely go onto our website, which is mosaichomecare.com, and go under the events section and you'll see a listing of many community events at Mosaic and also other community events as well in the city.
Jane, thank you for joining us and giving us this update. You're on our sponsor expert list, and there's a link to your newsletter right there. So everyone can go to marylands.ca and find it under the heading On Radio Sponsor Expert List. Mosaic Home Care, person-centered care. Mosaic makes a difference, and they're proudly Canadian. Thank you, Jane. I look forward to hearing from you again soon.
Thank you, Marilyn.
We are all beings of meaning and community. We provide care at home, hospital, retirement, and long-term care homes. We focus on the social by providing free programs online or in person. Visit us at mosaichomecare.com.
Now, I'm Marilyn Weston, your wardrobe doctor. And throughout my career, I've met thousands of women. What stood out most isn't their desire to be stylish or to have a fashion sense. It's been their resilience, their optimism, and positive attitude in the face of their life's challenges. In my book, Marilyn Weston, The Wardrobe Doctor, More Than Just Fashion, I've included many of these stories. And today, in honor of Positive Thinking Day, I thought I'd read a page or two to share one woman's inspiring experience. Her name, Janine. On page 123, it's Janine's Cinderella story. Janine was a regular client. She lived about 2.5 hours outside of Toronto. One Saturday morning, she was waiting at my shop door when I arrived. We had a leisurely coffee and we chatted. She said she needed a dress for a special wedding. Her niece was going to be married and the wedding was formal and its themes were shades of blue. Knowing Janine, I went to my evening wear racks and found what I thought would look great on her. Janine was a size 12. The dress I selected was a 12. It was a navy sheath with an embossed floral border at the hem and a matching long-sleeved shrug with the same embossed theme all over it. Janine tried on the gown. She emerged from the fitting room smiling, and she said, "This is perfect, but..." The but was that the gown was too long for her. She was 5'4", and there were inches that needed to be removed. Also, the sleeves were too long. The bodice was just a touch too loose in the waist. It needed to be perfected. I agreed with her. I was happy that Janine looked good and approved of my selection. I asked Frida, who worked with me, to pin the needed adjustments so we could send the dress to our dressmaker, Teresa, and she could do the work. Then I asked Janine when she would need the dress, and her answer shocked me. She replied, "I need it for this afternoon. The pictures are happening at 4 p.m. It was just after 11. I explained, "Today? Why did you leave it to the last minute?" She replied, "I always come directly to your little shop on Spadina, and I always leave with what I need. I brought my silver shoes and bag and my makeup, and I figured I could just dress and do my makeup here and cab to the nearby church and even be a little early. I took a breath. I had a client to make happy and problems to solve. I called Teresa, who did alterations nearby, and begged her to do me a favor. Within 15 minutes, she was in my shop. Chalk and pins in hand, she verified what needed to be done and had Janine step out of her dress, and off she went, gown and jacket in hand. It was 1 p.m. By 2:30, Teresa was back. Janine had applied her makeup, put on her hose, and slipped on her pearl necklace, earrings, and bracelet. Her shoes were standing next to her silver evening bag, ready to complete her outfit. Into the fitting room she went, followed by Teresa. On went the dress, and I heard the zipper coming up. The jacket was slipped on, and out came Janine, looking fantastic. She stood joyfully in front of the mirror in her perfectly fitting gown. She was ready to go to the wedding. Teresa beamed. She was very satisfied when she saw Janine looking beautiful in a dress fitting so well. I was happy. Frida and Linda, who worked with me, were delighted when they saw Janine looking fabulous. We all thanked Teresa for doing her magical needlework. Janine thanked me and my team and said, "You've never let me down. I always come to Maryland's on Spadina and I get the best service, and I always leave with whatever I came for. This day is no exception. Thanks once again." And the story continues. This story is a perfect example how a little help, the right dress, and most of all, the power of positive thinking can transform not only how a woman looks, but how she feels and how she faces life's special moments. It reminds us that when we believe things can work out and take action, they often do. I now have copies of my book available, and I can take orders freely. I'll even cover the cost of shipping for local listeners. To make it fun on this Positive Thinking Day, everyone who orders today will also be entered into a little draw. One of you will win your copy for free, and the odds of that happening are much better than any lottery ticket. When you call me, Marilyn Weston, 416-504-6777, that's 416-504-6777, I won't just take your order. We can have a chat because I'd love to hear your thoughts. And also, you could tell me whether you like my little book lottery idea. I'll sign each book personally and pop it in the mail this weekend and announce one lucky winner next weekend. So let's celebrate Positive Thinking Day together with a story, a smile, and maybe even a signed book arriving at your door when you're the winner of my book. I'll return in a moment as your host, and we'll speak with Christine, the health coach, and Daniel Wiskin of Greater Toronto Accessibility. So stay with me and continue to get it straight from a woman's perspective right here on Zoomer Radio.
Applying for the Disability Tax Credit isn't your doctor's job. It's our job. Disability Tax Results. Use our experience in medical law to your advantage and increase your chances of being approved. Call us for details and a free consultation. 519-265-3145.
Now, on this Positive Thinking Day, we're going to get positive information from Christine, the health coach. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning, Marilyn. Benefits of weight loss. Your body weight has a profound impact on your health. Excess pounds can put you at a higher than average risk for at least 195 different health problems. These conditions include the nation's leading cause of death, heart disease, stroke, diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, fatty liver disease, and certain cancers. On a more immediate level, overweight or obesity makes it a challenge just to get around. The strain of too much weight can make it hard to do tasks like we used to do, which were much easier, such as walking your dog, carrying groceries, or even getting in and out of your car. It can also make your joints ache. Every extra pound of weight you carry puts 4 extra pounds of pressure on your knees, making 10 pounds feel more like 40. Losing even a few pounds can make you feel better both mentally and physically, and it can lower your risk of chronic disease. A modest amount of weight loss achieved through a healthy diet and exercise program can slash your risk of developing diabetes. If you already have diabetes, it can help you manage the disease. So call me for more information at 416-809-4084 on how to get started on a healthy lifestyle of exercise and nutrition. Or you can visit my website, ChristineTheHealthCoach.com.
We can reap the benefits of weight loss. All we have to do is call Christine and have her be our health coach. For more information, just call Christine at 416-809-4084. That's 416-809-4084. Thank you, Christine, and we look forward to speaking to you next week.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Whetston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit her website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
There's a positive element when you deal with a contractor, and it happens when you deal with someone who does things on time and stays on budget and does things once and does them right. That is Daniel Wiskin, Greater Toronto Accessibility, and I'm so happy to have him as part of our team. Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning, Marilyn. Thanks for that amazing introduction. I think a lot of our listeners know us for all the great residential work that we've been doing throughout the years, whether it's renovating a bathroom to make it barrier-free and more accessible, or renovating an entire basement to make it fully finished and functional. We're always up for the task. Now, what a lot of listeners don't know is we also do commercial work for businesses or organizations. We are in the midst of completing some modifications for the Food Banks of Mississauga. They were awarded a grant and chose Greater Toronto Accessibility to modify their space to make it more accessible for their volunteer workers and staff members throughout their facility. We were tasked with installing automatic door openers with push buttons for their main entry doors, as well as a few automatic door openers throughout their facility. Using our licensed electrician, we brought electricity where it was needed to power the door operators in the most efficient and cleanest way possible so the door openers can function. We modified one of their bathroom vanities to be wheelchair accessible and also installed a touchless automatic faucet and touchless automatic soap dispenser. Everybody from the staff to the volunteers were so happy with our work, as it's already making an impact on their workplace. As always, we got it done in a timely manner that is going to be right on schedule and right on budget. So if you have a commercial workspace that needs accessible upgrades like automatic door openers, grab bars, door widening, ramps, railings, or anything else, give us a call and we are ready to help you.
So, Daniel, I didn't know that you did commercial work as well, so thank you for educating me and our listeners. But anyone listening who wants to make their home a forever home or their space accessible in every way, Daniel Wiskin and his award-winning company, Greater Toronto Accessibility, is there to help us. Daniel, you offer a number of services and you always give us a special for the show. So would you do that now, please?
Absolutely. Any businesses that are listening and kind of perk their ears up, I'm happy to give a free consultation. Anybody that calls today at 647-206-6409. That's 647-206-6409.
So anyone with a commercial property that needs accessibility, just call Daniel at 647-206-6409. And a quick show special for the listeners who have homes?
For sure. So we offer something called the Forever Home Safety Assessment. I can come to your home, take a look at it from top to bottom. This assessment's usually $89.95. I want to give it away for free for the first three callers this week. This includes a full written report, and you'll have actual pricing, so you know how much renovations are going to cost for your bathroom, kitchen, basement, whatever it is you have planned. Give me a call, 647-206-6409.
So to deal with someone who will leave you smiling and enjoy Positive Thinking Day, just give Daniel Wiskin a call, whether it's for a commercial property or your home, 647-206-6409. Thanks, Daniel, and we'll speak again next week.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.
It's Self-Care Month, and today it's Think Positive Day. It's a reminder that positive thinking is something that we all can do, even though we're wired with a natural negative bias. Too often, the stereotype of older adults is that we're miserable and negative. But science proves otherwise. those cranky older characters are the exception, not the rule. Research shows a positivity effect. As we age, we focus more on the good. We see life through a warmer light and call on our wisdom to handle our challenges. Harvard studies even show that optimistic women live over 5% longer and are 10% more likely to reach 90. Other research finds optimists live 11 to 15% longer than those who are pessimistic. Positivity doesn't just add joy to our days, it adds years to our lives. A shining example was just in the news about a week or two ago. A woman in her 90s parachuted out of an airplane. She landed with a huge smile on her face. That leap wasn't a stunt. It was proof that positivity keeps us reaching and trying no matter how old we are. Our bodies may carry the marks of time, but our spirit, it's ageless. With wisdom, we know that tough times strengthen us and that joy and laughter and curiosity and resilience can carry us through almost anything. Being positive takes practice, and there are ways that we can fuel it. We can start or end our day with three things that we're grateful for. We can stay curious and learn and read a new book or try something else new. We can surround ourselves with positive people because optimism is contagious. And we can move our body any way we choose. We can walk, exercise, dance, ride a horse if we wish. And we can also give of ourselves. Helping others reminds us that we have value and purpose, and it helps them and makes them happy too. But staying happy isn't about chasing material things, about having the pleasure of immediate gratification and just getting stuff. True happiness comes from contentment, doing what brings us peace and gives us satisfaction. It comes from kindness and making others happy, from knowing that we have given of ourselves. And let's not forget forgiveness. When we forgive ourselves and others, we release anger and regret. Forgiveness frees our hearts and lets us restart each day with a lighter spirit and be able to think positive. And positivity also shines throughout history when we look. Consider Mother Teresa, who saw despair but chose dignity and hope. And Nelson Mandela, who after 27 years in prison chose reconciliation and said, "I never lose, I either win or learn." And Maya Angelou reminded us. She said, "If you don't like something, change it. If you can't change it, change your attitude." And that is being positive. Positivity in action. It isn't pretending bad things don't happen. It's about choosing how we respond. It's seeing the storm, but also noticing the rainbow. Life brings us both sunshine and rain, and being positive helps us live fully through it all. So today and every day, let's remember our spirit, it's ageless. Our capacity for joy, it never expires. And positivity can make every day an opportunity to grow, to give, to forgive, and to live fully and to live our best. And as I say goodbye and thank you for today, thank you to our healthcare workers, service providers, caregivers, and my production team. And thank you to you for spending this time with us. Know that the From a Woman's Perspectives team is here for you. And to connect with us, you just have to click on marilyns.ca and look under the heading On Radio, and the sponsored expert list is there with all our contact information. Or as always, you're welcome to call me, Marilyn Weston, directly at 416-504-6777. And I leave you with a question. Will you let negativity weigh you down? Or will you lift yourself and others with positivity? Let's say yes to gratitude, to kindness, to forgiveness, and to hope. Let's think positive today and every day. Goodbye. Have a great day, a fabulous week, until we speak again from a woman's perspective next Saturday morning at 8 here on Zoomer Radio. And please, do your best. Do think positive. Bye-bye.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.